Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome, guys, to Marriage and Martinis, and who cares that Danielle and Adam are here, because we have very special guests here, Erica and Jennifer from Neat Method. Thank you guys so much for coming and hanging out with us.
Wow, this is the most excited you've ever
I am so,
been
all right,
on
listen,
a podcast episode.
Everybody is so excited about like the new Avengers movie.
Yeah.
Not me. We're organizing. And that gets me excited.
Hey, have fun tonight. Yeah.
So thanks for joining in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Hi. So everyone knows that Adam is type A, totally like loves organized spaces. And it makes no sense because he married me, who, I don't know, is there a type Z? I'm not really sure.
B, type B.
Is that what it is? Type B? Okay, good. Of type B. But what?
You might be Z too.
No, I had it. Joke, but
you could tell it. It's, okay.
It's too late now.
Okay. So Adam, we've all talked about 100 times. He's gonna like roll his eyes when I say it again. He's been going to therapy because I wanted him to.
Oh God, again.
I know. I keep bringing it up, but I'm proud of him, and I kind of wanted to do something like to show him that I was sort of trying to do something that was important to him.
It's kind of like therapy for you.
It was, well, it was more like therapy than I thought it was going to be, I have to say. So I started researching, I don't know, a month or two ago about, because my house really is, I think it's a disaster when I walk around. And I think that's kind of how everybody feels, because you know all the nooks and crannies where all your stuff is that nobody else knows. And you just walk around and you're like, nobody else's house looks like this. Mine is the worst. And, you know, I'm embarrassed for anybody to come. And I started researching online, and I found Neat Method. And I reached out and I said, I could use some help. But I said, I was very particular. I said, but I need organizers who are not going to shame me. Yep. And who are going to or who are going to walk in my house, because that's what I'm always nervous about. I'm nervous someone's going to walk in my house and be like, oh my God, how did she let it get like this? Like, she doesn't even work.
She's home all day.
How does she let it get like this? And so that's what I was very nervous about. So I reached out and I was like, if you really can't pair me with anybody who is like that, then it's not going to work. And they were like, no. We know who to pair you with.
And I was still nervous that day.
But
once you got here.
Once you got here and when I opened the door and you guys came in and you walked around. And everything, I felt very
at ease. Because you came for a consult for the first meeting.
You came for a consult. Yes. And I didn't even pre-clean.
Because I don't even know how to do that.
Like, I really don't even know. People are like, oh, I clean for the cleaning lady. I'm like, if you can clean for the cleaning lady, what? Like, I don't even know how to do that. Not that you guys are cleaning ladies, but like, you know, I can't.
Sometimes we are.
But it's okay.
You can straighten up.
A little bit.
We make straightening up for the cleaning lady much easier.
Yeah.
Right. Isn't that the goal?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you made
everything easier. So when Adam came home, he did not know you guys were going to be here. And then you walked in and I sort of showed you around.
Yeah. Well, I was kind of like, can you leave me alone for a while?
Like some men come home and they want their wives naked.
He comes home and he's like,
Oh my God, the closets are
Well, I told you to leave so I could be naked walking around the closets and enjoying the organization that I was seeing. I was, and it's still because it's been, how long now?
A couple weeks. 2 weeks at least.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Yeah, 3 weeks.
And it's still organized.
Thank you very much.
And wow, I'm happy. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Like
clean.
Oh my God, are you kidding? It was, no, it was, it's like a dream come true. It was amazing. All right, a little far-fetched there. But no, when I walked in and I saw organization, which, you know, we don't have too much of, it was a nice change. And the fact that it's still that way, like I just said, it's, I like it.
Yeah.
Well, I think that we are a good representation
because I think number one, there are a lot of couples out there where one person is very clean and one person is messier. And I also think that a lot of women, from what I see online, and you know, if you follow any mom bloggers or anything on social media, there's so many memes and everything about the house being a mess and I can't get organized and you know I just don't know what to do and I want to light my house on fire because I don't want to I just don't even know what to do with everything and I think it's real.
So the fact that you guys you know are here to help
it really does.
Oh,
and can you tell them please, I'm sorry, but can you tell them please what were we doing 2 days later in the basement with all our kids? What were we doing that we have not done in years with our kids? We brought them
down
the basement.
By years, you mean like ever?
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever. We've never done this before. And this was 2 days after you guys left. This is what you inspired me to do.
So Danielle got like crazy on the whole family and was like, we are going into the basement and getting rid of everything that nobody has seen in at least a year.
That's awesome.
So there's a closet in the basement full of old toys and the kids had to go in. Take out anything they didn't want anymore, put it into a bag. We made a whole big donation bags and everything. Furniture we were getting out of there.
That's awesome.
We threw away a kid.
Nice, bonus.
And you probably never thought you could do that.
Right?
We donated. But we donated. Started the,
it's okay.
We started the effect in your house.
Yeah, the organizing
wave. Well, that's exactly it. And that is true.
But like, what a difference. You walk downstairs and there's like space now. Like there's actual...
When you walk in your mudroom now, there's space.
Yeah.
It was good because when we came for the consultation, we toured your home, but we realized that we wanted to make an immediate impact on your lives. So Jen was immediately like, let's do the right when they walk in the entryway.
Yeah, it was perfect. Number one, like we just joked about before, our dog steals shoes out of the mudroom and nobody can find their shoes ever. So that it's like craziness in the morning when the kids are getting ready for the bus and getting ready to go. And nobody knows where the shoe is. It could be upstairs. It could be in the basement. It could anywhere in the house. Mm-hmm. And I open the closet, and everybody has their own bin and their own shoes in the bin, and they actually are in the bin, and they stay there. I was blown away, man. Good job.
And the dog is pissed.
The dog is mad. Yeah.
The dog is pissed.
Yeah, so he has no shoes to steal. So thank you for that.
No.
Yeah, so our initial, what was that, like maybe 6 hours?
Yeah.
Prompted you to go and do an entire set.
Wait a minute. I'm not done. And then there's a clean basket and a dirty basket next to the washing machine, and it's staying.
On wheels.
On what?
On wheels.
Yes, on wheels. And one of the kids asked you this morning, I think, is the clean one really still clean or something like that?
Right.
Yeah. And it's so everything so far has been staying.
Everyone's in shock. Basically.
We don't know how to handle this.
The labels make a difference. The kids respond to the labels.
Yes.
Well, there's so many things.
And I want to get to all of that.
But I think about you guys.
It's just something. Although once we were down in the basement doing it, I'm like, okay, maybe I can do this. But when I look at people like you, I'm like, your mind just must work a different way than mine. Because when you were even putting stuff away and everything, I didn't. It made no sense to me until you would explain it to me, and then it did. But I do think that we're all sort of. I mean, we kind of live in clutter. Like we really do.
And
you know, I have three kids. We have two dogs. We're busy. And we do, and I know that there are so many people out there who are also feeling like that. And, you know, we joke about it and everything, but it does feel nice to be organized. I mean, it does, and it does help our daily life. Like, it helps with getting the kids on the bus and all that stuff. So what I basically did was I asked all our listeners and our followers a bunch of questions because once you guys did all that, I was sort of like, okay, people want to know how. And it is amazing to have somebody come and do those few initial hours, because once you left, it really is a catalyst for, you know, to get your butt in gear to be like, okay, my house really doesn't have to look like a war zone all the time. But there are some things that I think that people like me have no idea what to do on a day-to-day basis. And so I wanted to bring you guys on because I was sort of like, it's really helpful. And I do think that, you know, maybe not everybody can have personal organizers in their house, but it does... It is a lot more cost effective than it may seem,
you know,
because I do feel like now, you know, now maybe I don't need to have a cleaning lady every week once you're organized.
I'm not scared of it anymore.
Every other week.
And I'm not scared.
Yeah. And I'm not scared of it. Exactly. Yeah. So, and I, oh, and my favorite thing is that you guys are like really good friends.
We've been friends for 25 years.
Yeah. Since freshman year.
That's awesome.
College.
So it was really fun.
So it was really fun to have you guys here.
We are fun.
It really was.
You are fun.
You are fun. Yeah, you really were. You really were. And for me, that's important because I'm very uncomfortable around people who are very serious. I'm very uncomfortable around like some of the organizing shows, some of the organizing books. I'm like, all right, give it a rest. Like, you know, I can't. I'm never gonna hug my clothes and decide
whether or not
they bring me joy.
Hug your kids.
Yeah. Can you put that on a bumper sticker?
We still need to remind ourselves of that.
Right. Right. But it's definitely
a podcast about
that's a great bumper sticker.
Hugging your kids,
hug your kids, right. Not your clothes.
Hug kids, not clothes.
Oh my God, I'm patenting that smart. I mean, trademarking it.
Yeah, you should. You need a bumper sticker like that. So that was huge for me though. Is that I think people need to know that number one, because I was scared to have people come in my house.
Yeah. Well, that comes back to our relationship as friends, and Jen has always been the more organized one, and I will admittedly so. Say that I was not so organized.
She's the smarter one.
Right. Well, mean, that's awesome.
Erica and I are opposites in every way, shape, and form. Our
Except
hair.
Except our workout routines. We're our both routine. Motivated to work out like once a week.
All right. Well, that's good.
Yeah. So I think we bring an approach also that our brains just totally work differently. So we just think about every space and every job completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't judge ever because
no.
Jen's used to not judging me and I don't judge. So that's good.
Yeah. But I do think that's a big thing is that people, I think, are worried about when people come over that they're going to be judged. And right. I think that that's huge. But I wanted to get to some of the listener questions and some of the problems because you guys obviously so have a handle on what you're doing and so many of us don't. And once you get started, it does help to feel like in the initial stages, like, okay, this is doable. You know, I can do this. All right. So one of the first questions people asked was, okay, we all have, even when you first walked in tonight, we all have like that pile in our kitchen, in our foyer of, you know, crap that we don't know what to do with. Where does it go? We all have one, right? I mean, we have, you know, it's old mail, new mail, school forms, registration forms, camp forms, everything all in one area that people are always like, I literally do not know what to do with this.
Well, Jen was just lecturing on me on this on the way down, so go ahead.
Okay.
So my first recommendation for this topic is to get your mail each day and go through it when you get it right away. Don't put your mail in a pile because most of the time the mail is mostly junk mail and you can throw it out. So that's the first thing. And you can split it up into three different categories: mail, to do, and school if you have kids. And if there's space in your kitchen or in a desk area, if you have it in your kitchen, you can put those bins or trays. We like the acrylic trays because they're clear.
I like acrylic trays. Jen uses folders.
Yeah.
You have folders for your mail.
And for my bills. And
I
then
mean,
for,
it kind of makes sense.
For the schools.
Of course it makes sense, but damn.
Yeah, for the schools. So each of my three kids are in three different schools, so I have each school in a folder. But if it's immediate mail or things that come in that need immediate attention, it's got to go in a to-do pile. And that you know you have to make sure you get to that pile once a week, and you have to designate that day, whether it be Sunday or Monday. So that's my recommendations for mail.
And one thing warmth. That you guys, one thing you guys did in my kitchen, because you also did my junk drawers and everything, which makes so much sense, is so one of the questions you were always asking is like, okay, where do you do this? Like, where, you know,
where do you come in to the house?
Yeah.
Like, you come in through the mudroom. Where do you put your purse? Where do you put your
mail?
Right, right, exactly. Or like, you know, you were very big on grouping things together, which I never think about. I mean, my stamps aren't with my envelopes, aren't with my, and that to me was sort of like, oh yeah, that makes sense that everything should sort of, you know, you should store your mail with the stamps and right, the envelopes.
The categories.
And, yeah, and like I never thought of anything like that before.
Then you can find it easier.
Right.
In your closet over here in the hallway, you have a really great kind of extra closet that's not a coat closet, but it's some storage and some games and some just tools and batteries and that kind of thing. And we put all of your shipping supplies and boxes and tape and all of that together. So
right.
It's all in one spot. When you know you want to send something off in a box, it's all in one spot.
Right. And that is something that we literally have never done. I mean, it sounds so easy to know, but it is literally something we had never thought about before, or I had never thought about before or done before. And that was a really good question that you kept asking. You kept being like, where do you do this? You know, when you do your laundry, where do you stand? Where are you? And that helps to know where you need to place everything. So I think that was really, really smart. Also, linen closet organization. And I have this too, because I'm not good. I just shove all the sheets and everything in the extra closet. But it is true, like, we have different size beds and, you know, it is a pain in the butt. And so what kind of, someone said, like, I go through every single sheet set before I know which is, you know, which is the right size for which bed. Is there like a system to make it easier?
Jen also was talking about this. And it actually went into with when you do your laundry. So she can give you a good tip on how where you put your sheets and store them has to do with when you do your laundry.
Oh, okay. So I like to do my laundry on Sundays. All of it.
You do all your laundry in one day?
I do.
And you recommend that?
Well, if I'm not home on a Sunday, then obviously I can't do it. But when I am home all day Sunday, I do it and I get it done. But the sheets, I have three kids, so there's four beds. And I have two sets of sheets for each bed. And I know which ones they are. And that's the only sheets I have. So when one set is on the bed, the other set is in the closet. And that's
it. In the marked bin.
In the bin. So you have a marked bin of the other.
Yeah.
Everyone has a marked. Every bed has a marked bin.
Well, I know the sheets that go on each bed.
Okay.
Do you know that?
Absolutely not. And in fact, my son right now is sleeping with sheets that are absolutely not his because that's what was left.
Yeah, so you would benefit from marked bins.
Yeah.
We've spoken plenty of times already about how we sleep in different rooms. I went into bed and I had Spider-Man sheets on my bed.
Right.
So we definitely like that.
Right.
Well, I recommend two sets per bed, and then you know what they are and get rid of the rest. Then you know, I mean, are the sizes all different? Queen, full,
yeah.
King.
Yeah.
So you can organize by size or by person.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then if you put all the king sheets in a bin and it says king, they go right back in there. Queen and full and twin.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're not looking all over the place. But there's a special way to fold them so they all stay together with the pillowcase.
Yeah, but we have those fitted sheets that don't fold. So all you can do is shove them in.
We are the only ones who have the fitted sheets that don't fold. Every other pair of fitted sheets are foldable.
Well, she's talking about folding sheets, but we have fitted ones.
Nobody knows how to fold a fitted sheet.
You can go on YouTube and look.
Oh, really?
There's a whole technique on it. But I actually just recently heard on somewhere online probably that Martha Stewart actually says just wash the fitted sheet and put it right back on the bed. Then you don't have to know how to fold it.
Right.
But.
Right.
Leave it to Martha.
Well, there's so many memes about fitted sheets, like about knowing how to fold.
And a lot of videos, too. There's ways to make it neat. There's ways to do it perfectly. And as long as you make it neat and square and you can put it into a bin so that it's with its category.
Mm.
And it's same with the towels. Like, I mean, you guys have a pool, so you probably have pool towels, which are totally separate, which we actually put in the laundry room for you. But the linen closet should have, everyone should have two towels and then maybe two guest towels if you have guests a lot.
So everyone should only have two towels.
Two shower towels.
Really?
Maybe hand towels for each bathroom, two.
Yeah, because I guess that keeps them, like, my kids always, they use a towel once and throw it on the floor and it drives me insane.
No.
So if you only have two.
Right. They can't do
they
that.
They can't do that.
Mm, yeah, just be like, screw you, no towel today. You left it on the floor.
Wash it once a week. Switch it with the other one.
Okay. All right.
Then that'll get right. We'll do your linen closet next.
Well, I was going to say also, if that, I guess that kind of brings us into laundry. The laundry is everyone's biggest problem, right? That nobody can get done their laundry. Nobody can figure out how to get, and we're all drowning in laundry. And it's true. I mean, we have laundry everywhere. And it probably also has to do with the fact that I probably need to, like, go through my kids' clothes and figure out, you know, I probably have too much stuff. But tips for laundry, like any helpful tips at all.
Yeah, well, the good news is that I've recently overcome this adversity in my life.
What, laundry?
Yeah, a little bit.
I didn't know that was possible. Is that really? You can actually do that? Help.
So Erica used to
do laundry and now she doesn't?
Do the laundry and
now she just sets it on fire?
Not fold it, leave it in the basket, and then just do another load and then have like three baskets of laundry that needed to be folded that was
clean. It was so satisfying though to at least dry them and take them out and start a new one and then dry them and take it out.
That's what I do.
Satisfying to me.
I do a ton of laundry and then I'm like, oh, I'll fold it later.
One load, one dry, fold, give it to each kid, each person, next load. That's what I do.
You basically have to like recondition yourself of how to do laundry. You cannot start another one unless that has been folded. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing that and it's really satisfying as well.
It's the same as the mail. It's like, get the mail from that day, go through it. Don't wait for 3 days, then get all the mail and go through this huge pile.
Right. So procrastination is basically like,
so there's always homework with organizing. There's always like the part that you have to also do. It can't be done for you.
Yeah, it's like habit forming. Like Jen's always had these good habits all her life, and I haven't because I would rather read like the newspaper than fold laundry.
And I don't read the newspaper.
But you're online a lot.
But you give... you give me all the news information. Yeah, so she reads it. I organize my house and then I get my
you
news.
You should
updates.
Fold her laundry while she reads you the newspaper.
Yeah. She probably offered and I was like, no, don't come over.
Well, actually, since we've been with Neat Method and been organizing, I really haven't been over your house that much.
I know. That's what actually led us to Neat Method. It's because Jen would be organizing my house all the time. So I think that this must be like business model somewhere.
Well, that was so funny. When you were here, it was hilarious because I asked you to do certain places. And then you're like organizing stuff that I – afterwards, you're like, I can't stop. You're like, I have to keep going.
Yeah.
I'm like, please keep going as long as you want.
I love junk drawers, so I couldn't let it go.
I cannot even imagine that. Like, I can't imagine wanting to – but you're like passionate about it.
Well.
I mean, for real.
I love junk drawers. I don't know why.
Wow.
I like them.
I'm like that about like Oreos. And
I like Oreos. We have an Oreo story.
But no, you really are. You are, I mean, you're obviously in like the profession you should be in because it excites you. And I do know, I have friends like this. I mean, my best friend who I roomed with in college, who I'm surprised she wanted to live with me, but she is so much like that. It must be like a gene or something. I don't know. It's got to be.
Yeah, my mom's like that, I think. And my brother's probably like that. My sister might not be like that, though. She is in her own house.
You won the genetic lottery.
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
so...
I just want to say one more thing
about please.
Jen and her habits. So you know how everyone's into this new thing that there's a lot of podcasts about habits. And I think it really does make a big difference. Like when you just bite the bullet and start a habit. And after 21 days, it becomes...
Habit.
Oh, and then after 90 days, it becomes like part of your being. So it really is now. Like I cannot do laundry without like it just in my mind now. I do it that way.
And I have an example too, actually. When I started using my electric toothbrush, I hated it. And I was like, I can't do this. I can't do this. And I'd switch back to the regular toothbrush. And then finally, I stuck with it. And now I can't imagine using a regular toothbrush.
Right. Well, they say that's like Whole 30. Like Whole 30, yeah. They say there's a reason it's 30 days because it takes 30 days to form a habit with anything. Right. And since you guys left, I mean, even little things, because little things for me are like a big success. So even the fact that my kids, every time they come in the house, the first, and I have had to say it almost every day, except for my youngest, actually. He's the only one who does it. But every time they walk in the house, first thing I say is, shoes in the shoe bin. That has never happened in my life before.
That's awesome.
I mean, really. Like, they leave, they walk through the house with their shoes. They leave them wherever they want, in their rooms, whatever. And I have done it. Maybe also because I knew you were coming back to, like, I knew I was going to have, like, a test. But...
That's true.
It is true that, you know, I'm still having to tell them because they're still forming that habit too. But just knowing that, like, I would say to them before, my word was always away. Put the shoes away. Put something away.
You didn't know where they were going.
Right. Away, it only works when there's an away. There's, they have, you know.
They, like, don't know where to put it.
Right. Like everyone always says, find it a home. Nothing had a home in my house. Like, literally, it was just a free for all. And still, we're still working on it. I mean, we're not there yet. But the fact that there's actually, Billy agrees, the fact that there's actually a place now that when I say put your shoes in the shoe bin, they, you know, they
do it.
They do it because it's simple. It's so simple. And that sounds like to everybody else, like, well, duh, we all have a shoe bin or whatever. For me, that was a big deal. For me, the fact of even like in the junk drawer that you gave me those little caddies in the junk drawer, and I know that this one is for medicine or this one is for the fact that I'm not just, you know, and I'm not going to leave it out. Mm-hmm. Right. And I'm not going to leave it out because I know there's a place to put it. So
where
just
fit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no one's kid walks in the house and puts their coat on the hook and their backpack in its mm-hmm. little cubby. I mean, my youngest is 13 and she walks in and passes by the mudroom into the kitchen, drops the backpack, takes the jacket off, and, you know, runs upstairs. And, you know, sometimes I take it and put it where it goes. Sometimes I tell her to come take it and put it where it goes. So, you know, it's not perfect in my house either, but the bins are there, the coats are there. And I'll say, put your stuff where you know it goes.
It makes it easier for you to clean up too. And if you're so moved.
I'm a tidier though too. So I'm constantly tidying and moving things around the house, things that are going up, things that are coming down. That's always, I don't know, that's ingrained in me.
But it does help the mornings too, right? Like getting the kids ready for school. You're not chasing the kids to find their shoes. I mean, that's a big deal. Like it's so small, but it saves you a good 5 minutes of trying to get them ready to go to school.
Definitely.
And for me, it's a game changer because I'm trying to like sit with my coffee and relax and I don't have to listen to her scream for the kids to get their shoes.
I'm a screamer too.
It's the shoe cubbies are like saving our marriage. It's that intense.
We charge extra for that.
Well, we created the hair bins, the hair brush with the hair elastics and the hairspray for your daughter.
Okay, I don't know if everybody else does this, but we have a two-story home. We have an upstairs and a downstairs. And my kids upstairs, I bring them down first thing in the morning because I don't want to keep running up and down. And I know that if I'm not on top of them all morning, they're not going to do anything. So literally to the point where I have toothbrushes in the downstairs mm-hmm. bathroom, which, you know, is I have hair brushes. I have spray for their hair. I keep, you know, their clean clothes I bring down here, everything. And to some degree, it's sort of like that's where they get ready in the morning. They don't get ready upstairs in their rooms or they don't ever use their bathroom in the morning. So I'll have hair, you know, hairbrushes left on the island in the kitchen or whatever. And and you kind of made like the caddy, the bins, and then you know, they're put away so that like somebody isn't eating their breakfast and looking at a hairbrush.
A lot of families do that. They put the
toothbrushes
downstairs and the hair supplies downstairs as well.
Right. You just want to have a place for it so that like someone's not walking into your powder room and looking at your daughter's, you know, gross toothbrush from the morning. Right.
Yeah. And if, you know, if it's going to make your life easier in the morning, 100%. Mm-hmm. And that's leading into one of the other questions, which was getting the kids ready and to be pre-prepared is always a good thing.
So we'll take a quick break. And then when we come back, you're going to talk to us about morning routines.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
So one thing that I also notice that is always an issue, everyone always, and I'm always talking from a mom blogger perspective because I see every single mom meme and everything that's posted. And so much of it is, I can't get my kids out of the freaking house. Like, you know, we have to be somewhere and I need to plan an extra 20, 30 minutes to get out of the house because we can't find this, we can't find that. Like, how do we make that easier on ourselves, especially in the morning for the bus? Are there tips for that?
Wait, I was going to ask, this is not just for getting to the bus, right? This is even if you have to go after school somewhere to a sport or to wherever, just getting out of the house.
Wherever. Well, I can say actually for sports, you guys did something so simple, which I'm almost embarrassed to talk about it because it seems so simple, but I never did it before. You guys literally put a box at the bottom of my steps in the garage for cleats and shin guards and football gloves and anything sports related, like just a box. And it has changed my weekends, no joke, because every time the kids like come home from sports, I'm like, put your shoes in that box, put your shin guards in that box.
We need to get you a better box then, because that's just an old Amazon.
That's fine, but it's working. And it's so interesting because like it's something I literally never thought of, and it sounds so stupid, but it has literally been life changing for the fact that like they'll bring their, take their cleats in the house or they'll, and I'm like, no, it goes in that box right there. Like just having something even so simple like that, it makes a difference. Or they would line, I would line them up on the stairs, but then you're getting sand and mud and everything all over, or someone's going to trip on them. So yeah, something like that. But yes, I would say for any time leaving the house, but also for the mornings.
Your listener said she misses the bus. Our kids miss the bus.
Yeah, I mean, I have so many people who are like, we almost miss the bus every morning, or we do miss the bus every morning because I can't get them out the door.
Well, Jen wakes up really early, but she only does that to have her coffee.
Me too.
Yeah, we all do that.
By myself.
I know, me too.
By myself.
I wake my daughter up at 6:10. I get up at 5:30 in the morning to have coffee before she wakes up.
I do that too, just not as early.
Oh. I mean, I should get up and work out, but no, I sit on the couch and drink coffee.
I'm not a morning worker at her like that at all, but coffee.
I wish I was.
Yeah, but Jen does the night prep, so she'll do the stuff for the morning at night, and I'll wake up early and get my kids' stuff ready then because I really can't think, like, it'll ruin my night.
Well, you're a morning person, and I'm more of a night person too. So you get up early. My kids need to be at school at 7:45. My daughter, I get up at 7:15, or she gets up at 7:15.
But I think for the listeners, I would have to say that you just have to wake up earlier. Like, it stinks, but it goes back to that habit forming thing. Like, if you add an extra 15 minutes in, they're not going to miss the bus. So it comes down to like a little bit of discipline, almost like me folding the laundry. Like
I also set our clocks 10 minutes ahead.
Oh, you do that?
Oh, that's cheating.
Yeah. Do you really?
We do.
Still?
My clock, my husband's clock, alarm clock, and my kitchen clocks are 10.
Wow, I used to do that in like high school. Like
I forgot too. About that. I used to do that also. And then everyone did, but do they still buy it?
Wait a minute. We don't even have clocks anymore.
I honestly have to say that my kids, clocks? I don't think they know how to tell time on a regular clock.
Because
of digital clocks and
right, but like on our ovens in the morning,
our that's ovens always are our clocks.
Right, that's my clock in the morning.
Yeah, but I'm saying
set those 10 minutes ahead, then it rushes you.
Like next to the bed, you don't have a clock. Like you used to have clocks next to the bed. You have your phone.
I
have an old alarm, like a traditional
alarm.
Yeah,
you do. Clock,
yeah, you
I
would.
And,
Like it has a radio on it?
No, I just got a different one. But I had the buzzer, the one that buzzes.
Yeah.
So that's a good idea.
Right.
Or wake up earlier.
Right. Set your clocks ahead a little bit.
Wait, give yourself a little more time in the morning. You personally, like have your coffee or, you know, brush your teeth or whatever you need to do. And then just, you have to start waking your kids up. Like start at a certain time, wait 10 minutes if they haven't gotten up, start it again. But as far as once everything's organized and has a place in your kids' rooms or in your mudroom or in your kitchen with your hair caddy and your toothbrushes downstairs, and you do the same thing every morning, it'll start to run smoother.
Right. Yeah, I think the habit idea is huge because that is also something that, you know, I, as somebody who is not like so disciplined, to be able to say to my kids, you know, to be able to say to my kids, you need to put this somewhere and have a place where it goes. Like, I think that's big because I'm always preaching to them, you need to put that away or you need to this or you need to that when I don't even do it. So now that I have a place where I can say to them, you know where it goes. There's no reason for them not to do it. Whereas I used to be like, put it away. Well, it's nice for me to say that, but I don't even know where it goes. So what am I really telling them? Right. It's kind of futile.
But you needed us, Neat Method, to get you that to that
100%.
Place, and now you're continuing it by now saying you have a system. You know where to put it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We created the system for you.
Absolutely. And it does, it is in some ways so beneficial to do it, even though like for what you guys did in that short amount of time, and you were here, like you said, I don't know, between 4 and 6 hours. Mm-hmm. And it would have probably taken me a month to do what you did.
Right. Because when you're home, you're distracted. You're doing your laundry. You're answering a phone call. You're answering an email. So when people call us and want to hire us, they say, my master closet is just a disaster. I can never get to it. And we come in and we might organize it in 3 to 4 hours. And the people are amazed. Amazed.
Yeah.
But that's all. That was our one task. We didn't have to answer emails and
or the doorbell
right. The doorbell or take the dog out.
Well, you also walked into my house. I've been living here for 6 years and I'm in here and you guys walked into my house and saw it in a different way, I think, than I have, because I'm just living here and I walk by the same closets all the time and I'm living this way, that you see it in a way that I haven't, because I'm just, when you live somewhere you get used to it. But you were sort of like, oh no, this is how it should be arranged. So that's totally helpful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A big question that everybody has, and this is how I felt before I brought you guys. And again, not everybody, I think it's super helpful to have professional organizers. I really do. But on your own, if you're in your house and you have no idea, like you're just like, oh my God, every room is a disaster. I don't even know where to start. I don't even know what to do, like I was. What are the first steps? How do you know where to start, and what do you do?
So when people call us, we always say, okay, think of your top 3 headache spaces.
Yes, that's what you asked me. What are your top 3 headaches?
And then if you're the mom of the house, you can get a little selfish and say, like, what would make my life easier right away? And that could usually be the kitchen. So we would say, let's just do your kitchen right away, where you are most of your time. And that leads to, it's like an organic process, I like to say. So it leads into the next space, because we basically take every single thing out of your kitchen and make sure that it belongs there. We purge, categorize. I mean, it's not rocket science, but it takes time. And that's why when you hire us, we have, we do it more efficiently and we've done it a lot. So
wait, yeah. Can you concentrate a little bit more on the purging aspect? Because I think that's huge. And I know that, a lot of organizers, that is the first step, is a little bit. Can you just take us through the simplified process of, even when you just did my laundry room, can you take us through the steps of exactly what you did to get it to that?
So the first thing we did is we came in and we literally took every single thing out of the mudroom and we put it into the kitchen. You could chime in, Jen. You were there.
And that was kind of
I
fun.
I missed the first 15 minutes.
We'll post some pictures of like random stuff. We found like an old library book from my daughter first grade. She's in eighth grade now. Stuff like that.
We always like to ask, how long have you lived here? And we always laugh now. We're like, oh, the 7-year itch. Oh, the 11-year itch. Oh, the 2-year itch. Like,
right.
There's always.
Yeah, no, really as you guys were actually doing the organizing, Danielle was sending me like video of like everything that was accumulating into the kitchen. And like showing me the piles of things that you guys were just finding and like getting ready to purge. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I mean, that's when I came in to the coats. You had pulled all the coats out of the closet and not a lot of them went back in. You were like, nope, donate, get rid of it. And we're there to be like that help for you. Like, you couldn't do that on your own. You couldn't stand there and say, all right, let me go through this. We were holding it up and saying like, keep or donate, or which child does this go to?
Well, wait, and you guys took it to the donation place for me.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Which, for me, that's half. I'm like, oh, okay, I should donate this, but I don't even know where to donate it to.
Yes. That's very important. Yeah.
Oh, my God. And I secretly was adding other stuff from other parts of my house into your donation pile.
That's good.
Because I was like, oh, I know I have, we're not going to get to my closet upstairs, but I know I have stuff in there because I knew you were going to take it.
Well,
that
you know
was
what
amazing.
Else is good in your closet, since we didn't do your closet, but you can keep a black bag up there. And then just know, as you're, going through your clothes and you're in there and you pull a shirt out and you're like, oh, I don't really want it. Instead of putting it back, put it in the black bag and start your own bag up there. And we can even, you can have donations set, pickup set up.
Right.
So that they come to your house and get it too. So you don't have to take it anywhere.
Yeah, but we always say we're going to do that, but, you know,
we can do it.
Yeah, I mean, you guys really, like, that was when you guys said, I was like, okay, so you're making a donation pile. Are you going to take it or do I have to? You're like, no,
we're
going to
never leave it.
No. Oh, my God, that was
amazing. But you also have these two great closets in the front hallway, so you didn't have to have every single jacket in the mudroom. You could have the one jacket that they wear every single day and then the rest in these closets, which made such a big difference. Because when you pare down like that, you're only using the season that you're in, and it's just easier to open up the closet and be like, oh, there's my jacket. I don't have to sift through them all. Mm-hmm. It just takes time. Everything takes time to do, right. But it's so worth it at the end.
Right. So you took every – so the first step is take everything out.
Right.
Okay. Everything. I mean, you really did. You took everything out. So my laundry room is right next to my kitchen. You took everything out and you put it in my kitchen.
Right. And we put – as we're taking it out, we're making piles and categories.
Okay. So what are the categories?
Basically doing two things at once. Oh, you know, like jackets. I mean –
Hats, gloves,
like, and the gloves that don't have matches, we're putting aside and getting rid of those because.
But on a more general level, it's
donations.
Stuff. Donations.
Off season.
Off season, yes, which gets.
And keep.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we find a better home for the keep because, like we said, you don't need to have five jackets each in the mudroom.
Right.
Move them.
Right. The ones that you wear every day would be in the mudroom. And then the rest we move to the front hall closets.
So, and then we put it back, and then that's how we started doing the – and you had a lot of bags, too. Like, you had reusable bags.
The string bags.
The backpack bags. So we made one big bin. We repurposed one of your larger, nicer bins, and we put it in the hall closet on the floor with all bags. So now you know if someone needs a bag, just go there and get it.
Put all the bags in a bigger bag.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bags so it's just all in one place now. Have they been there and you've been using them when you needed them?
Yeah, I mean, they're just it makes so much sense. Like, those little things make so much sense that you guys do. Absolutely. Okay, also keeping kitchen countertops. Mm-hmm. That's big. Keeping them free from stuff. Everybody comes into my house,
right,
drops their stuff on the counter, and just leaves. But then it's time to make dinner or it's time to, you know, sit down at the table for everybody and there's stuff everywhere.
Yeah, so that goes back to how I said we would do your kitchen. And if everything has a place, even your keys or your backpack, and like Jen mentioned earlier, like sometimes she'll put her kids' things back.
Yeah.
But maybe she's more equipped to answer this.
No. I mean, the kitchen is always everyone's dumping ground, too, I think, because it's the main room in the house that where everyone is. And, I mean, you just kind of have to move it aside for dinner, I guess. But I think once all the kids, like, you have the baskets that we made for you, for your kids, for their shoes. You can have baskets also on your counter, kind of in the corner when you walk in, maybe for each kid and their stuff. And then they're responsible at the end of the night to bring that stuff up to their room, or it gets thrown in the garbage. I've heard that before. I've not done that with my kids. Certain things, like little dumb, junky things that might be lying around that you know are garbage, but the kids are like, oh, no, keep this, you know, little thing. Maybe they each have a basket in the kitchen or in the mudroom,
yeah, right,
whatever,
on the countertop when you
the
walk
space,
in, right.
And then, mm-hmm. Like, guys, come take your stuff, or, you know, in 2 days or in a day, mom's throwing it out.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll either go through it or they won't. But I think baskets and bins are the key, and labeled. And I think the kids respond really well to that.
Okay.
Or even you guys or anybody, if you have like a little...
Adam can have his own.
I love having my own bins. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
All my own stuff going into my bins. I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where do you put your keys now when you walk in? Like, where do you put your
stuff?
He
doesn't
have
a key.
I don't have keys.
Oh.
You leave them in the car?
No.
His phone is his key.
Yeah, I don't have a key
for
my
car. Oh,
that's
so cool. Okay.
Yeah. I don't have a
key.
Where do you
put your
phone? I don't have a
key. You never put it down.
It's in my pocket, or it's next to me in bed, yeah. but we don't have keys to the house. We never use the front door,
yeah,
you know.
Garage.
So, yeah,
right.
I don't have like those little trinkets.
No. I mean, it's hard to
right.
We have, you know,
he didn't give it to any of my kids. I can tell you.
That's so funny.
No,
you'll be surprised. I think.
I don't think
your
so.
Youngest is still little.
Yeah. No, but it is true about the habits. And I blame myself a lot, you know, because I am telling them to do stuff that I don't even do.
But that means part of you knows, like, how it should be or how you want it to be or how he wants it to be. And now you're keeping it up, which is good.
Right.
And, like, you may be able to do a space on your own.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We did the basement. Yeah. I mean, we did a really good job,
can
too.
Can I just real quick?
Please.
Throw a shout out. I'm proud of you.
Aww. Holy
You've been keeping it up.
I have.
And I think
That's
it's damn
awesome.
Sexy.
Wow. Yep. See? I'm telling you, he, for him, this is like his ultimate, like, what? What'd you say?
It's whatever it takes.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Look, cleaning? I mean, what? That's all I ask.
That's what he's wanted since the beginning. Do you know that we almost got divorced? Not divorced. We weren't married yet. We weren't married. We were living together. We literally
Wait, don't minimize it. This is a big deal. Don't minimize it, please.
He did not talk to me for like a week because of a pot that was left in the sink.
It was a big pot.
That I kept saying I was going to clean and I didn't clean it.
It was a big pot.
It was a big
pot. Were you just waiting for him?
What'd you make in it?
No, I was just like sauce? I think I was just like...
Did you ask her if she made sauce?
Did you make the sauce?
She boiled water for the, I don't know.
So it really wasn't dirty.
It was just water. It was like literally just, who knows? He was just, I don't know. He just wanted it cleaned and he wasn't going to do it and I wasn't going to do it.
That was a standoff.
It was a battle. It was a standoff. And we, I don't know how did we finally... I don't even know, break up over a pot. I think I just probably threw it away.
That's awesome.
No, I think we.
I think I was probably like, all right, let's just get rid of it. Order in.
I have to tell you, I can go to bed at night with dirty pots in the sink. I can. My husband cannot.
That's bizarre.
And that makes me so
and
proud.
And it is bizarre.
Yeah.
I don't consider myself a type A. I think I'm like a B+. But if I'm too tired at night, I will not wash the pots.
Well, and like they're going to be there the next day.
My husband can't sleep.
Yeah, but it's not about just.
So does he wash them?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm happy. If he doesn't want pots in the sink, wash them, please.
Yeah,
I agree. 100%.
I did.
Yeah, last night. All right. Let's not even. Last night he did. But he doesn't usually. No.
No, but it's not about. Like you're saying, you're not type A. And you're saying, Danielle, that it's just a pot in the sink. It'll be there tomorrow. I'll clean it tomorrow. But when it's in your mindset that you want things done,
then do it.
Okay, but that's the difference. So people who can't understand the same way, it's like, yeah, I'll just do it. Fine, we'll just do it. But it's not. I'm struggling with what I'm trying to get out with this.
Because it's not true. Because you really wanted to do it. You would do it.
No, it could be bothersome. It could be bothersome to have stuff left in the sink just in your mind, just not for a good reason, but just because it's there.
True.
And not done.
Maybe that's like a men feel that way.
So maybe it's more
clean it.
Well, what was it? Did it smell? Was it garlic?
No. It was a total power play.
No, it's not at all.
It was a total power play. Yes.
Maybe a little bit, but not so much.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it wasn't.
All right, then clean it. You wouldn't clean it. You refused. That's not a power play?
This is 25 years ago.
Exactly.
I don't remember when.
It was a power play.
Anyway.
Any tips for like when one person is messy and one isn't? Because that is our
therapy.
Right. Get a therapist. Right. Yeah. I know. It's the truth, though.
No, you just have to pick up the slack of the other one. But
or you have to learn from the other one. Like, ooh, that's what, you know. Yeah. My husband's very, very neat. And he makes me break down the pizza boxes now.
Oh my God, he makes you break down the pizza boxes?
Yeah, that used to be.
Oh, in the recyclables?
Can you stop just putting them out there whole? Because it makes him have to do it the next, like when he goes to do all the recycling.
Oh, Shh, don't listen. Don't listen, Adam.
Oh, man.
No, but Breaking down boxes is Adam's favorite thing in the world.
I love a box cutter? I have like 13 box cutters. Yeah. Yeah, and I choose which one for which box. Not really. But I enjoy my time like cleaning up the garage, the recycling, the garbage. No, but what you guys just said actually pertains to us very well because it was always that Danielle wasn't as clean and organized and I was. And you have to meet in the middle.
Yeah,
and we've done that over the years.
You have to meet in the middle for everything. A marriage. Right?
But like with the two of you, you were just saying where you guys kind of had to do that too.
Yeah.
Where so did we, where my craziness about cleanliness and organization has come down dramatically. And Danielle's definitely picked up from how she was in the beginning. And I think we've met in the middle and we're both comfortable with the way things are. Right?
That's awesome.
Sure.
Do you agree or no?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think Danielle's had a new appreciation for organizing now.
Yeah, no, that was definitely, I knew I needed a boost. I knew I wasn't going to be able to jump in myself and do it because I really didn't know where to start. And I was
you know, I joke about it, and, you know, I am the type of person who's very relaxed, and I love all the kids to come over here, and I love to have people over and stuff, but I'm also the type who, like, they leave, and I'm like, okay, where am I putting all this stuff? Like, all where does it all go? Yeah. Just everything. Yeah, I mean, yeah. We have a pool in the summer.
But you know what? You wouldn't be that kind of person if you were so strict. And,
right.
And
Adam wouldn't
like And I don't, yeah. like, honestly, I'm not comfortable going over other people's houses where they make you feel like you can't be at home where you are, you right. know? I don't want people to feel like when you're over, I want That's you to feel like you can just hang here. Out. Yeah. But I also get uncomfortable sometimes when people walk in and I'm sort of like, all right, they're going to be like, literally, what is she doing all day? Like, you know, which I know isn't the case, but that's where my head goes.
Yeah, I don't think anyone thinks that anymore because there's so many things that women who are home and don't work can be doing besides cleaning their house and...
Right, and it doesn't matter. You could give me, he could go away for 3 weeks, like people say. Oh, I need a vacation to clean my house. Well, if you don't know how to do that, then it doesn't matter.
Right.
So you guys being here, and you know, we have video of me, like, you know, eating lunch while you guys are doing stuff.
Oh, that's funny.
But I was still watching what you were doing, yeah. and I was still getting an idea. And once you were done, and it was all figured out, it was sort of. I mean, it was literally like being back in a kindergarten classroom, like your shoes go here and you're, but I needed that. I needed that kindergarten Jump classroom. Yeah. You know, I needed the cubbies and the spaces and this is where your, you know, the kids' artwork goes and this is where the, like, I needed that. Right. And you did that. You broke right. it down.
And another important thing is that things are always going to build up again, especially in your kitchen and with your kids and all their little things they have.
Right.
So there has to be the upkeep either weekly, monthly, bi-weekly, where you kind of set aside a night, a week, and you're like, or a day, you know, a week, a timer, you set a timer for an hour, and you just go through your house and you upkeep and tidy up.
Right. Well, that's, I've sort of been doing that, especially like with podcasts. I really do. I pick a podcast and I listen to it and I'm like, all right, for as long as this podcast is on, I'm going to do that. And I have been doing that, but it only works if you know where everything's going.
Right.
True.
So that's been easier because I know where everything's going.
Well, try that with your laundry.
Right.
Listen to the podcast while you fold your laundry.
Right. Well, the folding part is the easy part. Is that for me? No, I'm serious because you can sit in front of a TV.
Yeah.
If I can sit in front of a TV, I mean, I'm more than happy to do that. It's the it's all the other stuff. It's the organizing, the putting away, and the, oh my God, where is this other sock? And, you know, oh, this is too small for him, but who am I giving it to? Or am I donating it? Or, you know, all that stuff that you don't, it's all that, you know, like, because I have three very rapidly growing kids that with every
and
wash
takes time to go through all that.
Right.
Yeah.
It's almost like how to get your kids out of the house. Like when Mike went away for the Neat Method Summit, my husband took over and he really did everything the night before. And that was awesome because it didn't then interrupt with his routine as much in the morning. And so that, it's just, we're all different in how we're going to do it, but that worked for him. And
yeah.
And he did well.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I always do it in the morning. So that your listener, like, she should maybe try it in the...
At night.
Right. Like, you need to trial and error. You need to see. And you need to, And you need to take, even if it's just 10, 15
minutes.
And
it's also, it's never going to be successful the first couple times. You have to have room for failure there, too. And then you'll know if you really want to get... I mean, my kid can be late for school every day, but, you know, you can only drag them out of bed. I mean, I'm turning the lights on, like, putting the shades up. Screaming. Mm-hmm. I mean, at one point they have to be responsible for themselves too. So
that's true.
Mm-hmm. That's something they have to learn.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
And I love what you said about habits, because I think that's huge, because I am trying. So every time my kids walk in the house, I don't care whether they're taking their shoes off by themselves or not, my first thing that I say is, you need to take your shoes off and put them in the shoe bin.
Right.
I know I keep harping on that, but that's a huge thing for me. Like,
you
that never happens.
Put a sign on your door where the kids walk in through the garage and say, shoes in the bin, coats in the closet.
I like that.
In the mudroom.
I like crazy. That. I like that. No, it's true. That's a great idea. I like that.
Yeah. Do you feel like there's any other spots in your house that you wish were more organized, or you feel like we did the general area where you live mainly?
The linen closet for sure needs to be. But I like those ideas. I'm going to get the bins. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I feel like you're done. I mean, your house is awesome.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I mean, you need to purchase. Okay, what products do people need to get? Let's go there, and then we'll wrap it up. But what if you could say a few products that people need to get and keep in your house that are very useful? What do you say? You can take as much time as you need.
The container store for all of our products.
We like the Linus bins. They're clear.
Oh, yeah, the clear Linus bins. Those
they're clear.
Awesome.
You can see through them, so you know what's in them.
We put them in your laundry room on top. So you had all those washing machine washers. And they were like, did you know you had those
washing machine
washers?
Yeah, where I washed the machine. Did you know that I wash the washing machine every couple weeks?
You do not.
I was saving this for last.
Do you really?
See?
That's hot too.
This is the mental load episode. He doesn't know that I do. I have. I mean, it's not that hard. I put something in the washing machine and I wash it.
Honestly, I thought she was fumbling on her words when she was saying the washing machine washer thing.
Because you don't know that I do that.
It's the washing machine cleaner.
I mean, it's very easy.
Oh, the washing machine cleaner.
It's very easy.
No, of course not. I don't know what you're talking about.
Not the detergent, the cleaner for the actual machine.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, see? He doesn't know that's a thing. Isn't that so interesting?
I'm proud of you.
For the front loaders.
Right. Right.
Yeah, you put those into a bin that's clear, and it's a Linus bin, and you can see through it, so you know what's in it. But it's just more organized and together.
Yeah, Linus bins are awesome and game changers. So now you had them in the way back of your cabinet, so we put them right in the front and in a square Linus bin labeled, and they might even be labeled washing machine washer.
Well, and those labels are huge. So you just go to Michael's and you buy those labels.
Yeah. You can get them on Amazon.
This is not like expensive stuff.
No.
Right? Linus bins are like maybe like $15.
Okay. So yeah, there's nothing crazy that people have to freak out about.
Yeah.
That they're spending too much money.
Not at all.
Okay. And I took all kinds of pictures, so I'm going to post them all.
Oh, good.
And we're making a cute little video that everyone can watch. And honestly, I have to say, for me, anything that I do, if it's not fun, I dread it. And I was a little bit nervous because I'm not a naturally neat person. And I was a little bit worried about, and I was dreading it a little bit, I have to say, but I had a lot of fun doing it.
You liked it.
I really did like it.
We have some clients that want to stay, and we have some clients that don't. But we had one recently where over Christmas vacation, and Jen and I were in the closet, and we were talking about whether or not Jen was going to have fish on Christmas Eve, because that's like a big deal in her family. She was actually
Italian.
You were going to make macaroni and
cheese. I need to know more about this.
Oh, yeah. No, but like the Italian
Christmas
Eve.
Fishes.
Yeah. So she was talking
about I don't know anything about an Italian. I'm a Jew. I don't know anything about an Italian.
Seven fishes, Danielle.
The seven fishes.
Yeah.
I know.
There's salmon, there's fluke, there's whitefish.
Right. No, those are the Jewish fishes.
Oh. But our client was organizing with us. So she was getting the biggest kick out of it. And she was, I mean, that sounds so.
I know.
Kick? Like, who says that? Anyway. She was dying laughing. She's like, this is so fun because we're organizing
we're
her closet. And obviously, we could talk about fishes and macaroni and cheese
pizza.
The same.
And she's while we're dough and make pizza.
Putting her clothes in rainbow order, we're not like. No talking during rainbow ordering.
Yeah, no.
Wait, rainbow order? Oh my God, Adam.
Okay, I have a question
closet.
Before.
Wait,
we
I always say Adam's like he's a serial killer. Like his closet is serial killer status.
I need you to.
No, it really is.
Finally, for me, for once, put a solution to my biggest problem.
Go ahead.
Okay.
You saved this for the last.
I did not prep you for this, so you're gonna have to do this off the cuff. So I apologize. When organizing your shirts in your closet, the hanging shirts, do you organize by style then color or color then style?
So,
take your time.
No, I know the answer to this. It can be either way.
I'm so sorry.
So it depends on how you get dressed in the morning. If you're
her
looking,
answer's so
and
complicated.
This is what we ask clients, like because the way I have it in my closet is by color.
Okay.
Then style.
Okay.
So if I'm looking for a black top, I'll do all my black sleeveless, tanks, short sleeve, long sleeve, sweater.
And I'm the opposite. Order.
Okay, that's a little stressful.
Or opposite everything.
To be honest.
I only have three shirts that fit me in my closet, so I'm all good.
If I'm wearing white jeans, I'm like, I need a black top. I'll go to my black section of shirts, and I'm like, okay, I don't want a tank. I want a long sleeve. I'll grab a long sleeve. But you can do it by style and then color. But then the rainbow doesn't go,
which is stressful. Yes. But it's stressful because if I wanted to wear like a collared polo shirt, then I'd have to look color first, then collar, and see. So it's not very organized.
So your mind is you're like. Saying collared polo shirt.
They need to be together.
Not color.
All the colors need to be together by color so that you're seeing all those in one shot and then all the hanging.
Do you know the order of the rainbow?
Do I know the order? Is this a trick question?
Let's ask Danielle.
Yeah, Roy G. Biv.
Right. Ooh. But before the red.
Pink?
Pink.
Really?
White is the start.
Well, I go white to gray to black and then color. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's good too.
All right. Ugh. Just to make sure.
Who likes you?
I want to make sure I'm doing this right.
Who invited him?
You're like, you're a nerd.
Forget nerd. It's annoying. He literally just talked more about shirts than he has about raising our children in 13 years.
At least I'm not donating them like you are.
Well, you know, listen.
We can have another question, Adam.
I'm sorry?
Do you have another question?
I know. I've been waiting for like 2 weeks to ask that question. So that's all I got. That's as much as I can do.
We could organize your bar over there, too.
No. I want to do that.
Okay.
But I would love your input.
Maybe you want to work for us.
He would love. That's his dream. Are you kidding me?
Love to.
He would love to organize. But you know what? You don't need to work for them. Organize our house.
Well, I'm organizing my bar.
Yeah, that's what he does. That's the thing, is that everything he owns is so organized.
Well, what do you want me to organize? Your clothes?
Sure. Like, no, not my clothes, but like you could organize them. We all go in the kitchen and everything. You could organize that.
I do the pantry every once in a while.
Your pantry's good.
No, right now it's actually a disaster. But sometimes, like once a month, I'll do a complete overhaul of the pantry.
So how do you do that?
Okay.
How do I do that?
What do you do first?
First is I go in and I find all the expired shit and throw it out.
Good.
Right?
I don't believe in expiration dates. I think it's a myth.
Wow. Yeah, but they serve you well because you get to get rid of
Your spices you need to definitely.
Oh, you throw away spices.
Yeah, because spices are something that you buy maybe for one recipe, and then maybe you don't use it for a couple of years, but you don't realize it, and it's in there still, and then you're like pulling it out from like 2009.
We check our salt and pepper, and that's pretty much it, so we're good
to go. That's all we use.
Salt, pepper, and garlic.
Wait, do you cook or you don't cook?
I do cook once in a while. Like, it's not a nightly thing or anything like that, but I like it. I enjoy cooking, so... I would do it more if I wanted to.
Right, exactly.
Right. If I wanted to.
Right.
But I really like doing it. I like baking. So I like baking with the kids. I do that. I like to bake. I like to cook.
But if you found like a recipe that you liked or a meal you liked, you would be like, I'm going to try to do this. Or do you barbecue?
Barbecuing. He's a good barbecuer.
Yeah.
That's good.
I love barbecuing. But tell him, what's my special? My cooking.
Linguine and clams.
And shrimp.
And
shrimp.
Yum. My husband does that too.
I make a really good one.
The linguine and clams.
Yeah.
That's
love
a good
that.
One. See, so you can expand your repertoire.
No, I do.
You gotta organize your pantry and then maybe you'll be even more inspired.
And then if you cook for Danielle, she'll wash the pots.
I'm sorry.
No. I was gonna say that's a good swap.
Well, he cooks all the time and doesn't like. He'll make stuff for the kids and then he'll leave all the pots and pans.
Yeah, I'll leave that shit there.
Which is a no.
You know what?
Sorry, I apologize.
My husband actually, when he cooks, we both cook, but he likes to cook. That's his passion. But he washes the pots as he goes, which is annoying to me.
That's too far.
Yeah, that's annoying for me. So I guess we're both me. He and I.
Washing as you go.
That's actually a good idea.
It's just like the
folding.
And
then when the cleanup comes, fold as you go. When the
cleanup working sink for like 3 weeks.
I know.
We just got our sink fixed. You never know what you're missing until it's gone.
Because so you were happy to wash the pots.
Not that I was happy. We literally had no, I mean, we couldn't really, we had to use our dishwasher for everything, but we
could not. I mean, we literally had a sink.
Like, you know those big party tubs that you put ice in and all the beers and everything? We had one of those under the sink because when you run the sink, it goes right down through the pipes. So there was no drainage.
It was gross.
It was disgusting.
It was really gross. Couldn't use it, yeah. No, yeah. It was gross.
All right. Well, yeah. So that was a good story.
He'll be editing that out. Oh, my God. All right. So tell us where you can, because I'm a fan now. I really, really, I am, and I had fun with you guys. And that, to me, was the most important part, because sometimes I watch these organizing shows or I've read some books because I really do want to learn. And when people start, like, talking about stuff that I'm never going to do, I'm like, all right, you know what? I can't. But you guys were super fun, and I appreciated that, and I really felt
you
like...
You were fun, too.
I know.
I am.
Thank you.
Fun. Thank you.
Oh, you and her?
No, you're fun,
you married her, so, you know.
No, but seriously, it makes a big difference, because if I'm going to spend a day doing something, and it's going to be something that, you know, is not work-related or whatever, like, I want to have fun.
Yeah,
and you guys did that, and I appreciate that. Yeah. So tell us how we can get in touch. And where can people find you? And I will, you know, on social media, Instagram, Facebook, people will be able to find you if they're on our, if they're following us. But let me know.
Well, our website is neatmethod.com, and then we have the handle neatmethod. And
On Instagram,
sorry. And, or you could just email us at Erica with a K at neatmethod. Jennifer, the whole name Jennifer.
Jennifer at neatmethod.com as well. And then we said the Neat Method website, neatmethod.com.
And we also just want to say that this job is like really satisfying for us, because every time we leave someone's home, it just feels so good to get them organized and in a different spot in their lives. So.
Oh yeah, you guys were super passionate when you were
so
here.
Happy, everyone's so happy, and it really
Jen
feels
can't
good.
Stop. So that's always an added bonus.
I leave a job and then I go home and I'm organizing more in my house, and I can't stop sometimes.
But it's also fun to meet different people and, you know, just get to know them.
Yeah,
and
see different houses and.
And you guys are national. So at Neat Method, you guys have a franchise in New Jersey.
Yeah, we own the New Jersey franchise of Neat Method, and there's about 55 other franchises across the country. So we also draw on each other's
ideas
and experiences, because if we have a space that we haven't seen before, or a client that wants something specific, we could always see if any of the other franchises have done it before. Or if we have a big job, which requires a lot of people.
A lot of hands on deck.
Hands on deck. We can call in other organizers from other countries.
You do offices and anything. It doesn't have to just be homes.
Yes. Garages, basements. We can organize an office. We help unpack for moves. We help pack.
That's amazing. We've moved 6 times. Yeah. Where were you?
Yeah.
I didn't know about you yet.
I feel like you're staying here now.
Well, I am. He can leave if he wants.
Well, you guys will come out for the next one.
No. So. Yeah, well, he wants to move to a trailer, so.
Oh, a tiny
downsizing.
Yeah.
My husband wants to move.
I want to.
Yeah.
I got to meet this guy.
I know. I think you have a lot in common.
Yeah, well, come back one night.
Maybe
yeah.
he and I can move to a trailer.
I was going to say, maybe he and I can start our own Neat Method franchise.
You can cook spaghetti and clams in your tiny
I don't even know him yet, so he'll have his trailer, I'll have mine. Okay. But we'll meet in the middle for clams and linguine and...
smoking the meats.
Yes.
Oh, I thought she was going to say smoking. I was like, I'm in.
Oh, he used to smoke, but he doesn't remember. But he smokes. He is a smoker.
I've never done that. I'm so interested.
He got into that last year or 2 years ago. And
wow.
He read about it.
I got to check that out.
Jen needed something to organize, so he got a smoker.
I have all of his tools in the garage.
I'll bet you do. I'll bet you do.
Right, so we're both ex-smokers. We both like meat. We both like cook. All right, I'm in. Yeah.
He has a tattoo.
Oh,
just like more and more.
Is it of shelves?
It's a Buddha, actually. I don't know why.
It's a Buddha.
Well, that sounds. I mean,
he
you're
was 18 years old. I
wait
no
a minute.
Idea.
You're trying to in your job is about like creating peace and oneness and order.
I think he thought it was cool when he was 18.
He was ahead of his
like
time.
The Buddha. Yeah, the Buddha's good.
Well, it's much better than the butterfly in my lower back. So when I was 18, that was not good. Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, we're so happy that you guys were here. It was so fun.
You guys were fun to be with.
So fun.
Yeah.
So fun.
All right. So everyone check out Neat Method and go on our Instagram account. And if you're signing up for our emails, you'll get all their information in the emails. And thanks, guys.
Thank you.
And don't forget to go on and rate and review. And sign up for emails and subscribe to Marriage and Martinis.
Yes,
bye, everyone.
You can find all the information.
Adam's not done.
No, I'm not done. You can find all the information in the show notes as well. So all the links will be to you guys. So if anybody, wherever you're listening to the podcast, you can just go to the show notes and find the links to find you guys. And that's it.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.